All right, welcome back. Who's talking on our regular Monday night? This is the last Monday night show of the season. We'll have some news about special shows in April coming up on Wednesday nights. But at any rate, Terry Gates, we got Terry on the phone. Terry, as always, we appreciate your calling in. Your thoughts on the game the other night, as well as looking forward to the 2014-15 basketball Hoos?
Well, you know, it was a boxing match, to say the least. And, you know, it became a two-man game versus a two-man game. No one else besides Harris and Brogdon and Payne and Dawson scored in double figures. And you know, their two had 40 points. Our two had 34 points. They're 14 of 28 and 10 of 12 in the free throw line. And, our two were 10 of 28 and 10 of 13. 15 rebounds to 8. Obviously, they're bigger players, but still, I thought that Michigan State played a very good basketball game and took advantage of some things down the stretch that put Virginia in a bind. And of course, Habo, as you well know, the object of the game is to score more points than the other team. And we just had a stretch down in the second half where it didn't go so well for the Cavaliers.
Terry, this is Frank. I want to thank you for calling in last Friday, and also co-hosting the Friday before that. You've done admirable work, and you have earned some just rewards as we wrap up the season, and that's between you and me.
Okay. But, you know, it could have been what should have been. I got a box score in front of me here, and you look down the stretch. You know, we could not stop Mr. Dawson. He had 8 points in about 5.5 minutes and 3.5 minutes of the first half. And, you know, Mike Toby was the only player in the first maybe 12 minutes to score twice for Virginia. And then Harris scored again. But it was, Malcolm Brogdon hits a three and hit some free throws down the end of the first half, but just did not shoot the ball well enough. And I thought that Michigan State put a lot of pressure on Fuentes not to let him shoot. He got to the rim several times that game, but, you know, he has not really made it. He made a layup in that game, but that's not been his forte. And I think I heard you say earlier, Frank, or earlier in our conversation, he needs to learn, as all point guards do, to how to score inside with the ball moving, you know, shoot the floater, to shoot the layup. It's hard for all of them to do. They don't have that height in high school to shoot over, but in college game, you've got to figure, when you penetrate, how to score with the basketball.
Yeah, Terry, you look at it. I mean, I'm just looking at, you know, Virginia actually out-rebounded Michigan State, which was one of the keys, I thought, for the game, and the Cavs only committed 6 turnovers. So there are a lot of positive statistics, but you still have to score the basketball. And, of course, you know, we talked about this game and had a sense that it was going to come down to the last 2 or 3 possessions for each team. And Virginia just had that, you know, Akil Mitchell, not that you cite him, but he just didn't get out soon enough on Payne to really keep him from shooting that three after Justin Anderson had tied the game.
Yeah. You know, 14 offensive rebounds to their 7, you know, our advantage, 6-4 last turnovers. We've got 10 more shots than they did. We were 20 for 57. They were 21 of 47. And the free throw line is very similar, but we missed the front end of a 1-1 in a stretch, and we were down. Mr. Harris, unfortunately, can't blame him, but, you know, what an opportunity to have Akil Mitchell and Joe Harris. They'll be missed next year. Can they be replaced? Maybe not next year, but in 2 years. I mean, you don't have any real seniors, I don't think, on next year, because Malcolm is it'll be a junior, as was Nolte and some of those, and Anderson.
Yeah, the only senior next year will be Darian Atkins.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to miss that leadership, those guys that have played before, and they all played well down the stretch. And I think the one thing that Virginia has to figure out is how to score consistently. And, you know, that shot clock, it would run down, well, a lot of games this year where they're just got the ball in London's hand or the wrong person's hand. And it's hard to score. At the end of the game, you probably noticed this, Jim, but when you had Nolte out there who had not hit a jump shot, and Frank just mentioned Anderson, who was 0 for 3 from the three-point area, you had them in the game down the stretch to guys. And I'm thinking to myself out loud, who wants to shoot here? I'm not so sure Evan wanted to shoot. Justin Anderson always wants to shoot, but do you want him shooting?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Brogdon, who, you know, I think he had two. He had two jump shots he hit all day, a three-pointer in the first half and a three-pointer at the end of the game. So, I don't know if I wanted him to have the ball, and Harris was doing okay, but just nobody, you know, just got to get over that hump, how to get a little better shots, and I think they almost need to be earlier in the shot clock.
Well, and the thing, and we're almost at the bottom of the hour break, but, of course, the other thing is Anthony Gill was really limited. I think he only had 3 points, and he had a hard time solving Dawson and Payne inside. So Virginia didn't get a whole lot close to the basket in that game.
No, typically they've had really good games from Anthony. But, you know, this is the big guys. They're taller, the bigger, they're stronger. You're getting down to the – trying to get the – you're in the, you know, the final eight. It's tougher, and, you know, Virginia did not come up with that third score. Perante just had 7, and Mitchell and had 4, and Gill only had 3. So they really needed that third score and just couldn't find them.
Terry, very astute observations. Listen, we appreciate your support this year. It's been a lot of fun following the Wahoos. What a wild and crazy year. Tough start, and then just an amazing winter. January, February, and March were just magical. And hopefully 30 wins this year speaks well to the future. And they're only losing 16 points of offense going into next season. Hopefully the Tony Bennett and his staff can find the next two guys that can maybe fill that gap. And stay with us. We will bring you back on the air next fall to break down the in November the Wahoos then. And we're going to head to break now. When we come back, we hope to have Coach Mike London with us. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.